poll, Joe Biden's sinking approval rating endangers Democrats coast to coast. By Wendell Hussebo and Matthew Boyle on September 1, 2021. President Joe Biden's approval rating is massively underwater in several states nationwide heading into the 2022 midterm elections after his deadly Afghanistan withdrawal, according to polling by Civics. Per this survey, Biden's disapproval rating is higher than his approval rating in several key states in the upcoming midterm elections, including in Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Wisconsin. The only state this survey shows Biden above water in, New Hampshire, has him up by a slim margin, but a separate survey published Wednesday showed Biden underwater there too. Sean Trendy, the senior elections analyst for Real Clear Politics, noted the disastrous numbers for Biden and Democrats, suggesting also that Biden's lack of hardcore supporters means he and his party could be headed for a scenario in which they completely collapse next year. These numbers are important because presidents typically help candidates from their party down ticket. In this case, if the 2022 midterms were held today, Biden could be a serious drag on Democrats in House to Senate to governor races coast to coast. For Republicans to retake the House majority next year, they need to only win back a net 5 pickups from Democrats, and several retirements of senior Democrats like Representative Ron Kind, D.Y., combined with coming redistricting along with already completed reapportionment of congressional districts portends badly for their chances on that front. But to retake the Senate, the GOP needs to flip just one net seat back from Democrat control, which may seem like an easier task but, given the map, is actually a bit harder than retaking the House because the GOP needs to defend several seats with retiring longtime senators. To get that majority back, in addition to flipping one Democrat seat, Republicans need to hold seats in Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, all of which have retiring Republican senators, as well as in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Florida, where as of now the incumbent Republican senators are running for re-election. Pickup opportunities for Republicans to take one back from Democrats include Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, Colorado, and possibly Illinois. In addition, governors' races nationwide also represent an opportunity for Republicans to make some gains. And of course, these poor performance numbers for Biden could spoil more House Democrat candidates than would otherwise lose or leave, having a trickling negative effect on the party. State by state, Biden's sinking approval rating and rising disapproval could have serious consequences, as follows. Arizona. Per this poll, Biden is underwater 12%. 41% approve and 53% disapprove. Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, D.Oz, faces re-election. It is as of yet unclear who the GOP nominee will be. GOP Governor Doug Ducey is term limited and this governor's race is expected to be competitive no matter who is nominated by each party. Colorado. The Civics poll has Biden underwater by 4%, 44% approve and 48% disapprove. Both Democrat Senator Michael Bennett, DCO, and Democrat Governor Jared Polis face re-election next year. Florida. Civics says Biden underwater 11%, 41% approve and 52% disapprove. Both Republican Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, and Republican Governor Ron DeSantis face re-election next year. Rubio will face Democrat Representative Val Demings, DFL. While DeSantis could face either Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, the former governor who previously was a Republican but switched parties to join the Democrats, or State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. Georgia. Civics says Biden underwater 12%, 40% approve and 52% disapprove. Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, elected in this January's runoff election, faces re-election, as does embattled Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Retired NFL star Herschel Walker just jumped into the crowded GOP Senate primary after being urged to run by former President Donald Trump. It is unclear whom Kemp would face if he gets to the general election, but he needs to win a contested primary first and he has drawn Trump's ire big time since the 2020 election. Kansas. Civics says Biden underwater 27%. 33% approve and 60% disapprove. Senator Jerry Moran, RKS, is running for re-election with Trump's endorsement and is likely to coast to victory. But Democrat Governor Laura Kelly is considered especially vulnerable. And depending on whom the GOP nominates, the Republicans think they can take this one back. Maine. The poll has Biden underwater by 3%. 45% approve and 48% disapprove. Democrat Governor Janet T. Mills faces re-election and will likely square off against former GOP Governor Paul LePage, a huge recruit for Republicans. This could have serious down-ticket implications for the U.S. House, as well as Representative Jared Golden, DME, who represents Maine's 2nd Congressional District, which Trump won in both 2016 and 2020, faces possible defeat next year too. Michigan. Civics has Biden underwater 7%. 43% approve and 50% disapprove. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a star of her party, faces re-election next year, likely against former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. The battle, which could hinge on her stringent coronavirus restrictions, her personal corruption concerns, and law and order and police battles, may be one of, if not the, landmark races in America next year. Minnesota. The poll shows Biden is underwater 4%. 44% approve and 48% disapprove. Democrat Governor Tim Walz faces re-election in a state Trump nearly won in 2016 but fell short of in 2020. But down-ticket important House races for both parties will happen here too and could determine the party that wins the majority, or how big that majority is for either side. Missouri. Biden is underwater 26%. Per civics, 34% approve and 60% disapprove. Senator Roy Blunt, RMO, is retiring, and a competitive GOP primary is underway to succeed him. The leading candidate for polling is former Governor Eric Greitens, but he is challenged by the much more establishment Attorney General Eric Schmidt and Representative Billy Long, RMO, among others. This seat is expected to stay in Republican hands, but Missouri did elect a Democrat, former Senator Claire McCaskill, DMO, to the U.S. Senate in recent history. Nevada. Civics shows Biden is underwater 2%, 45% approve and 47% disapprove. Both Democrat Governor Steve Sisolak and Democrat Senator Kathy Cortez Masto, DNV, face re-election next year, with Cortez Masto likely facing Republican and former Attorney General Adam Laxalt, who just won Trump's endorsement. His entrance into the race, a coup for Republicans who sought a strong candidate, makes this Senate seat much more competitive than it was before. Sisolak, meanwhile, has struggled with onerous coronavirus restrictions in Nevada during the pandemic, choking businesses in Las Vegas and statewide, and could face former Democrat-turned-Republican mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee, in the general election. Two Democrat House members, Reps. Susie Lee, DNV, and Stephen Horsford, DNV, are also in potential trouble as the House majority for Democrats shakes on its way into 2022. New Hampshire. Biden is, per civics, up by 3%, 48% approve and 45% disapprove. Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, faces a tough re-election battle, and it is unclear as of yet whom she will face. But Republicans hope Republican Governor Chris Sununu will enter the race against her. If he does, his popularity gives him a serious shot at toppling her. But even if he does not, the GOP hopes it can flip the seat back into Republican hands since it fell to Democrats in 2016. If Sununu does not run for Senate, he is almost certainly a lock for re-election as governor. If he does run for Senate, the GOP hopes it can hold the governor's mansion too. Down ticket, Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, is a top target for Republicans nationwide. And the GOP got a boost this week with former Trump State Department official Matt Moers, the 2020 GOP nominee in that district, getting back in the race again. New Mexico. Biden, per civics, is underwater 10%. 41% approve and 51% disapprove. Democrat Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham faces re-election and is likely to face a strong Republican challenge. North Carolina. Biden, per civics, is underwater 6%, 43% approve and 49% disapprove. Senator Richard Burr, RNC, is retiring, and a three-way primary to replace him is led by Representative Ted Budd, RNC, who has Trump's endorsement. Also running are former Governor Pat McCrory and former Representative Mark Walker, RNC. The Democrats are likely to try to defeat whoever wins this primary in the general election. But Trump's wins in 2016 and 2020 here and Biden's poor performance do not bode well for them. Ohio. Biden, per Civics, is underwater 17%. 38% approve and 55% disapprove. Senator Rob Portman, RO, is retiring. And a very competitive multi-way GOP primary is currently underway to replace him with former state treasurer Josh Mandel, author J.D. Vance, businessman Bernie Moreno and Mike Gibbons, and former state GOP chair Jane Timken leading the field. On the Democrat side, Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., is likely to be their nominee, but he faces a crowded primary too. As for the governor's mansion, incumbent Republican Governor Mike DeWine faces re-election, but he would need to get through a primary from former Representative Jim Renacci, RO, first. Pennsylvania. Per Civics, Biden is underwater 10%. 41% approve and 51% disapprove. Senator Pat Toomey, RPA, is retiring. And Afghanistan veteran Sean Parnell, who just got Trump's endorsement, leads the field to replace him on the ticket. On the Democrat side, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, are both vying for the nomination to face off against whomever the GOP nominates, likely Parnell. In the governor's race, Democrat Governor Tom Wolf is term-limited out of office, so Republicans are hopeful they can take this one back in 2022. Former Representative Lou Barletta, RPA, an early Trump backer in 2016, currently leads the field, but State Senator Doug Mastriano is also reportedly considering a bid. Several House seats in Pennsylvania, like the one Lamb is abandoning for his Senate bid and the ones currently held by Reps. Matt Cartwright, DPA, and Susan Wild, DPA, are also likely to be competitive. Texas. Biden, per Civics, is underwater 25%, 34% approve and 59% disapprove. Republican Governor Greg Abbott faces re-election at the top of the ticket, but Texas also has several competitive U.S. House seats, including perhaps most notably right along the U.S. border with Mexico where Representative Vicente Gonzalez, DTX, could lose a seat Democrats have held for more than a century to Republican challenger Monica de la Cruz Hernandez. Gonzalez is a top target for Republicans, and Texas also gained a congressional seat in reapportionment after the census, so things could get interesting in the Lone Star State. Virginia. Biden, per Civics, is underwater 5%. 44% approve and 49% disapprove. Virginia's governor's race, coming up in November this year, is going to be one of the biggest barometers ahead of the midterm elections as to which party is up and which is down. Outgoing Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, is term limited as the state only allows one term consecutively for governors. Former Democrat Governor Terry McAuliffe, however, is running for his old job against Republican businessman Glenn Youngkin. The race is getting heated, and several national issues like critical race theory in schools as well as Democrats' mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic are hot-button topics in this upcoming contest. Wisconsin. Biden is underwater 6%, per Civics. 44% approve and 50% disapprove. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, the incumbent, is expected to run for re-election next year, though he has not yet formally announced a campaign. Democrats convinced Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes to run against him. This race will be a banner race that could determine control of the upper chamber of Congress. Democrat Governor Tony Evers is running for re-election despite unpopular coronavirus mandates and lockdowns and could face former Republican Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish if she decides to run and wins a primary in the general election. A GOP pickup opportunity, this race will also be a banner race for governor. Down ticket in Wisconsin, the announcement from Representative Ron Kind, DY, the longtime Democrat House member, that he is retiring, clearing the way for Republican candidate Derek Van Orden means the Democrats are most likely down yet another seat. However, Van Orden has warned that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not giving this one up without a fight and to expect a hand-picked candidate of hers to challenge him for it. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo.